Claire?
Yes.
What would you do if your fiance turned out to be secretly keeping his existing wife locked up in the house where you also live?
Is it a big house?
It's pretty big. Lots of rooms. One to lock his wife up.
I mean, it depends.
Yeah, it's a tough choice.
It is.
Hello and welcome to One More Chapter, a new podcast where we'll talk about books that moved us for the better or the worse. I'm Clara.
And I'm Claire.
And we're your hosts. Claire, I think we've now been internet friends for a decade.
Yeah, I think maybe more actually at
That's
this point. Let's not
embarrassing.
discuss that. So we wanted to create a space where we could do something more than just talk about our books on our 1 minute
Which
TikToks.
are so good, by the way.
They are. I
Love our
mean,
1 minute TikToks.
yeah, I mean, they're pretty great.
But books are our one true love.
They are. So we wanted to just make this podcast, and we're really happy that you're here. So what are we talking about today?
So every once in a while, we'll be talking not about new books or
Okay.
new to us books,
Yes.
but classics and
The
rereads
classics.
that we read in our youth.
Okay.
And I do say youth, like I'm 86 years old,
But I
but
mean,
that's
yeah.
I'm basically am.
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about Jane Eyre, an
Ooh.
1847 novel written by one of my favorite Yorkshire girlies, Charlotte Bronte.
I love
So
it. All right, give us the book summary.
here's how the back of the book describes this. Charlotte Bronte's most beloved novel describes the passionate love between the courageous orphan Jane Eyre and the brilliant, brooding, and domineering Rochester.
I think this is a fair
It's a
description.
fair description.
Yeah.
You really get the gist
You really
of
do
the
get the
novel from
gist.
this.
All
So,
right. So let's talk about when we first encountered Miss
yeah.
Jane Eyre.
How old were you when you first read
I
this
think
book?
I was in high school, so
Same.
14,
Yeah.
maybe?
Same. I think I was like 15.
Yeah.
What could I have possibly gotten from this book at
Oh,
15
I
years
don't
old?
think I
Could
finished
not tell you.
it. I think I. Yeah, I don't think I
Wow,
finished
a
it.
DNF for Jane Eyre.
And then I
Criminal.
picked it up again in my 20s, and I did finish it then, and
Yeah.
I liked it. It was fine.
Amazing.
And now I feel like this particular read,
Yeah.
I feel like I got the most out of it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, I read it originally, yeah, as a teen, like 14, 15. And I loved it, I'm sure, but I don't remember why, right? I think I like the tragic-ish tale of it all. But now I reread it as an adult,
Yeah.
over a decade later, considerably over a decade later.
Five years
And
later.
I'm like, wait, Charlotte's funny. Charlotte Bronte is a funny
She's a
girl.
witty. She's
She's
witty.
witty,
A little dry wit.
very dry wit, and I laughed out loud
Yeah.
several
See,
times.
look. See,
Several
I don't
times.
ever remember, I don't even think I understood it enough when I was 15
Oh,
to,
absolutely.
like, I was like, I don't
Absolutely.
understand any of these words.
No,
I mean,
they're
she is a
beautiful.
thesaurus girly. Yeah. All
It's
right.
not
So
nice.
let's talk about the author.
Okay.
Char.
Char. So obviously, Charlotte Bronte is part of a very literary family, right? So her siblings, Emily and Anne, she also had a guy sibling. She had a brother, but
Yes.
he's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
I
He
don't
also
care
died.
about him. They all died.
They all died.
Partly because they were born in the 1800s, and partly, like, they died very young.
All of them.
Charlotte's the most prolific of her siblings,
Yes. But
probably.
Emily's.
Emily is also semi-prolific, but Charlotte died the oldest at the
Yeah.
ripe old age of 38.
Eight.
Emily died at 30, and Anne at 29.
I mean, and they died from
I don't know,
typhus?
pneumonia, typhus, those
You
diseases
know,
that
yeah.
nowadays you can just get antibiotics
Yeah,
for.
or a vaccine.
Yeah, God bless
Please do.
science,
Please do use your
etc.
vaccines.
Use your vaccines. A very genetically blessed family.
I mean, yeah, they're so strong.
They're so strong, just strong constitutions.
Yeah.
Have you read any other books by Charlotte?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think I have.
No. I mean, she wrote, I read Villette,
Okay.
which is a similar-ish vibe. It's also a governess, and it's just, you know.
Okay, yeah, because I do feel like Charlotte's books are autobiographical, especially
Oh,
Jane Eyre.
yes, absolutely.
Because Jane Eyre, much like Charlotte herself, was shipped off to a boarding school
Yeah.
that was horrible.
Not good.
And then she married a priest or someone in the clergy.
A curate. Oh, okay. I made that up. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's what they're called over there. Oh, or a vicar.
A vicar.
A vicar.
The town vicar.
No, that's too Jane Austen. I feel like a curate would be more Bronte-like.
Okay. She married the town curate. And then she died. Within the first year. She was pregnant.
She was like, marriage is not for me.
She was pregnant. She essentially died of morning sickness.
Oh, my God. What's that called? It's what Kate Middleton
has. It's what Kate Middleton has.
And many, many other women, obviously.
But yeah, I mean, Kate Middleton famously had it. And she thankfully did not die.
She did not die.
But Charlotte did. She essentially was sick to death. She got so dehydrated and malnourished.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Charlotte's father survived all of his children and his wife.
That's so sad.
Isn't that so sad?
It's so, I didn't
know
also, that.
But also, he did send his kids, once his wife died in childbirth again, he shipped most of his...
Very happy family.
I know.
Love that.
Most of his daughters off to boarding school.
Yeah.
Horrible boarding schools.
Yikes. So, good times for the Bronte family. Makes you understand the lack of just straight happiness in the books.
I know.
Right? It's never happiness without a cost.
Oh, there is a hard
hard cost to everyone's happy ending
in
these
books.
Oh my
gosh. But here's a fun fact about Charlotte Bronte. And she she's credited with popularizing the name Shirley.
Beautiful name.
Because she has a book called Shirley.
She does. I didn't read that one,
no,
but
I have
know
not.
That she does.
Yes. So...
There you go.
There you go.
That is a fun fact.
It is.
I feel funner just by knowing it.
I know, you know, surely. Surely you can't be serious.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm so
sorry. Shout out to Airplane. This is our spoiler break.
All right, let's do it. So, a warning for the remainder of the episode. We will be discussing Jane Eyre in its entirety. There will be spoilers. You know, I feel like most people are like, just give me the spoilers because I haven't read this book.
It's also like... A lot of people have seen a Jane Eyre adaptation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't in a very long time.
No, I haven't.
They usually
a very
don't
long
do
either.
It justice.
Yeah. So if you don't want spoilers, you know, you can pause this and then you can return.
You can. That is an option available to you.
But if you're like me, because I have a tiny bit of a confession for this one. If you're like me and you want to be told what to think about this book, please continue reading. So here's my confession, Clara. I didn't finish Jane Eyre. So I'm going to need you to summarize. I'm just going to need you to do a quick summary for me and for the rest of the people out in the world who are also lazy.
Yeah, this is like the story of every book club.
It is.
Where people pretend to have read the book.
I know.
And but they really just do the spark notes.
They do. And I didn't even do that. Okay.
Wow. I'll be your spark notes.
So please be my
spark
notes.
Where did you drop off?
So I dropped off when...
Were they engaged already?
They were not engaged. They had brought the master of the house had brought that girl.
Oh my God, that entire family of obnoxious people.
Those awful people who were so mean to Jane.
They were so mean.
No, and the little girl.
For what? Adele. Little Adele.
Sweet Adele.
Who barely spoke English.
I know. And they were mean to her.
They were so mean.
She was a child under 10. She was 7.
She was tiny.
Imagine meeting someone's child.
And her mother had died.
Her mother?
That is an orphan you're being mean to.
And being mean to her.
That is so rude. So that's where you dropped off.
So that's where I have fallen off. So I need the rest just concisely, but also I need like the whole thing.
Okay. So this person, I honestly can't remember her name.
It's okay.
The one who Rochester...
Let's call her Shirley.
Let's call her Shirley. So Shirley, not her name, is at the house with her siblings and her mom and just like a lot of other annoying people in the Yorkshire social circle.
Yes.
And Jane is very upset because she is sure that Rochester will be marrying this woman.
Yes.
She is certain. And, you know, eventually, I'm skipping ahead here, but, you know, Rochester tells her, no, I'm not marrying her. I actually want to marry you. And Jane is like, oh my God, me?
Me?
The governess? What can I possibly give you that you want to marry me? And he's like, oh, you're so little. He describes her as little. Very often. Yeah. Okay, so they get engaged. Jane is over the moon.
So excited.
As is Rochester. And eventually, you know, they get to the wedding day.
Okay.
And who is there but Mason, who was part of the social party
right
the month before, and no one really knew who he was or what he was doing there. Well, it turns out he is the brother of Rochester's wife, who lives in the house in a locked up room with Grace Poole, who is her nurse. So,
and please note, this is a woman. So this is actually a pretty good, like depiction of the treatment of women of the day.
Yeah.
A whisper of mental illness and they will lock you in a room.
Lock you up. Mm-hmm. With Grace Poole.
With Grace Poole.
So you can imagine.
Who's a haughty lady.
Who's a haughty lady. She doesn't like anyone, but she's like, well, they can't fire me. I literally take care of this mentally unwell person. And if I speak, this entire house will crumble. So.
Wow.
Jane finds out and is like, well, Roch, like, I can't marry you. You are literally already married. And he's like, but Jane, why? Why can't you just marry me? And she's like, well, babe, like, I don't want to be a bigamist, right? Well, he would be. I don't want to be married to a bigamist.
Wow.
And she's like, it's morally reprehensible to be doing this. And he's like, oh, that's so unfair, but I love you so much. And he, like, starts kissing her, and he's like, okay, how about now? And she's like, no, I'm not going to marry you. And she is distraught.
Okay.
She is distraught, but also in a way isn't surprised because she is so used to not getting what she wants.
Oh, no, Jane.
She is not a happy girly.
No, she's not.
She has not had a happy life.
She heard this woman in the house.
She has heard this woman in the house. This woman has been to her room.
Yeah. Didn't she rip her dress? I remember that from the movie.
Yes, she did rip her dress. And Rochester was so scared because he was just like, well, she could have killed you, right?
Because, yeah, she already has tried to kill him.
She has tried to burn him alive. And Jane saved him.
Yes.
Do you remember
that's
that?
That's how they fell in love and they held hands.
Yes, exactly. So, whatever. Jane is like, well, I can't be here, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, just wait, just give me a bit of time, et cetera, et cetera. And Jane's just like, sure, sure. Sure, sure, no. Because the next day, Jane, without any possessions and with possibly the equivalent of $10 in her pocket, leaves Thornfield Hall.
Wow.
And just roams the Yorkshire moors for several days, an unhoused person.
So where does she sleep? Like with sheep?
She sleeps in the moors.
She sleeps with the indoor squirrel.
We keep coming back to our Evelyn Hugo episode.
I know. Maybe we like this book more than we...
It really impacted us, let's be honest. So she sleeps in the moors. Her dress is not clean very long, and people, you know, start rejecting her. She starts, like, begging for food.
Wait, because
she's homeless.
Why do all these old books do this?
They love tragedy.
And they love a wandering woman.
They love a wandering
woman. Like Fantine? Like, immediately.
God.
Imagine getting fired and then you become a prostitute immediately. Like, there are no other options.
There are no other options. So Jane Eyre does not become a prostitute.
But she does become a wandering woman.
But she does become a wandering woman until eventually she comes to the house of these very kind people who let her in.
Okay.
It is two sisters and a brother.
Okay.
And they let her in and they house her.
Okay.
They feel really sorry for her for a while, Claire, for a while. And eventually they find out that they are cousins.
Oh, are they the old cousins?
They are the old cousins.
Okay,
on her dad's side, I believe.
Oh.
Or her mom's.
Okay. They're both dead,
They're both dead. I'm pretty sure it's
so on
her dad's side because
it's her family.
It's her family.
Of course it is, though.
Of course it is. So they're very kind, right? They take her in.
Okay.
The ladies' names, again, I forget.
Yeah, it's okay. But Shirley, two, and Shirley three.
And then the male cousin's name is Saint John, which is an odd name, I will
His
say.
His first name
Saint John.
Is Saint.
Saint John.
As Kim Kardashian.
As Kim's child.
Okay, so, all right.
Saint
so
John.
So Kim Kardashian's child is there.
He's there. And at one point, Saint John, who, it
Saint.
Should be said, is another curate.
Curate.
It's probably not a curate, but he's definitely a priest of some sort.
Okay.
The Anglican kind that can get married.
Yes.
Of course, it is England.
Yeah.
And at one point, mind you, they are cousins. He's like, Jane.
First cousins.
first or second. I can't remember. But they've been living as cousins, if not siblings, for a few months. And St. John at one point is like, well, Jane, you know that I'm going to India. Big missionary colonizer guy, St. John, even for 1800s, England. He's very big in colonization.
The Indians from themselves.
Exactly.
Gross.
Good man. And he's like, well, Jane, you know that I'm going to India. I would love it if you came with me as my wife.
Oh, saint.
And Jane is unwell. Jane is like, we are cousins.
Ugh.
We are cousins, St. John. What do you mean? I will go with you. The worst part is, she says, I'll go with you to India.
Really?
But as your cousin, as your sister. And he's like, no, that will look so bad.
No,
that
actually,
would look so terrible. And she's like, why? We're family. Why would that look terrible? And he's like, I can't give myself to God completely if you're not my wife. He gives her something of an explanation like that. So at one point, an uncle dies.
Okay.
An uncle of Jane Eyre's dies.
Okay.
The one that lives in Spain that she found out about like a few months ago from her aunt, Mrs. Reed, do you remember?
Okay,
who had hidden it from her. But she gets an inheritance.
What? And
she gets it. Did you not remember this?
I forgot about it.
Oh my God.
This.
It is about £5,000.
Oh.
Which is a hefty sum for 1800s England.
Dollar bills.
Exactly. That's what Jane Eyre said. And she is like, well, this is great. This is wonderful. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to split it to myself
and
my three cousins. Yeah,
not
Shirley.
Shirley.
Two, Shirley, three, and St. John. And I have my issues with this, obviously.
Yeah.
But Jane's like, well, this is great. I've never had money of my own.
But, like, you keep it.
Because she has never asked for her salary. She never asked for her salary when she was working for Rochester as a governess, which, again, Jane's relationship with money is something that should be discussed. But she splits her inheritance with these people, with her new cousins who she met 3 months ago. And is like, whatever. And then she finds out that Rochester, Thornfield Hall, has had a terrible fire. And she's like, oh my God, he probably died. So then she goes back to Thornfield to see what happened. And they tell her he didn't die.
Okay.
But he moved to this other cottage with two members of our staff.
Shirley and Shirley.
Shirley 4 and Shirley 5. And, you know, she finds him and he's like, who is that? Because he's blind. And she's like, it's me, Jane Eyre. And they have an
It
is I, Jane Eyre. And then they finally get together. The end.
Wow. Okay. All right.
What? Oh.
Okay.
It is shocking that I don't work for Spark now.
I love it. No, that was really good. So now you know everything that happened.
Now you know. You never have to read it again.
It is the tale of the Shirleys.
Okay.
So knowing this.
Knowing all of this.
Let's talk. What were your favorite
parts?
The
least concise summary of all time.
No, I loved it.
So she was obviously born to basically people who hated her. Not her parents, but she was left under the care of people who hated her. She went to boarding school, blah, blah, blah. But yet she stands up for herself, right? She has a good sense of self.
She does.
And I think that is very admirable.
Yeah.
And just, she doesn't take anyone's shit.
She doesn't. But she also has a really good self-regulation. My favorite part is, so she feels like she's getting rejected by the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks he's going to marry Shirley.
His name is Edward. Can we talk about that?
Mm.
Edward Rochester. I feel like Edward doesn't match.
Yeah.
He needs a more onerous name.
Yeah.
Like a heavier name.
Yeah. Like Nathaniel.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah. So Nathaniel Rochester is going to marry Shirley. And she's like, no. But she's like, you know what? It makes sense that they're going to get married.
Yeah.
Because I am poor and she's rich. So Jane's.
And she's pretty. And Jane's just like, I'm so plain.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I get.
So Jane sits down and draws a self portrait.
Oh my God.
Of herself.
You're so
and then
right.
She makes a model, a bust.
Oh my God.
A 3D bust of Shirley as she imagined her. Please note, she's never met Shirley.
She's never met her.
But she makes a bust of Shirley.
She does.
And then she holds the two up and is like, see, Jane, you're ugly and she's pretty. So put the matter behind you. And if you ever think that Nathaniel is going to marry you, please
look at this bust.
The bust.
And then when she meets Shirley, she's very much like the bust. She's like, wow, I may be ugly, but I'm a great artist.
Yeah, she's like, Shirley looks exactly like my bust. All right, so what did you hate?
Too soon. What did I hate? What did I hate? A lot of things, but we talked about this a little bit earlier. Jane's understanding of finances.
I didn't realize that she just started giving money away to strangers. God.
She met these cousins.
Mm-mm.
Just a short time ago. And granted, you never knew how long you were going to live in this time period.
Yeah, I mean, really.
She was 19, so she might as well have been on the cusp of death.
Yeah, she was in middle age.
She was
late middle age.
You shouldn't give away money to people you just met.
Just on principle.
Especially to a cousin who really wants to marry you for all the wrong reasons.
I know.
It's just very embarrassing. It's embarrassing behavior, Jane.
It is.
Like, you're not wealthy to just be giving away
money.
Exactly. That's the thing. I get philanthropy. I love philanthropy.
But that wasn't even philanthropy.
It's not philanthropy.
Yeah.
These people were they were fine.
Yeah, imagine.
They were fine.
Imagine.
And then we have that example. And then before, she leaves Thornfield without a penny to her name.
Yeah, she makes
none of her possessions.
Yeah. It doesn't really match those rash things.
No, because she's a pragmatic person.
Yeah.
And yet she leaves in a rush. Because she's like, if I stay longer, I'll succumb to
bus
Rochester's
trick
charge.
Is no longer working. I need to leave.
Exactly. And I'm just like, girl, you could have died. Wow. Irresponsible girly. Yeah.
So I think I hated the length. I'm going to complain about this every single episode. Is this my...
Claire likes novellas. Novellas only.
And I do feel like Charlotte gets wordy. All right, we have to do Kiss, Marry, Kill because it's just my favorite part.
Oh, my God. I think I would kiss Rochester.
Okay, fair.
Nathaniel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he's been around.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
In my opinion, mm-hmm. in this context.
Okay.
Right? He was like with that French woman for a while who
like
had Adele and betrayed him. But
yeah.
I feel like she probably taught him a few things.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be helpful
okay.
for the people who come after her.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Mary-wise, are there any options? I honestly marriageable options. I feel like I would maybe go into town and see if I could
find
someone.
Find one of the 4,000 vicars.
All of these characters are just awful to marry. I wouldn't want to be tied to any of these characters.
Okay, okay.
Not a single one of them.
All right.
No.
Oh, man. Okay, okay.
And then kill. Easy. Easily St. John.
Oh, he's got to go.
Easily. Creepy cousins who just want to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
What was English literature's obsession with that for a while?
Yeah.
Because Mr. Collins, anyone?
All right, so mine is I'm kissing Jane.
Aww,
just because
Jane,
you know, she's just sweet.
She's had a hard time.
I think I'm going to marry Helen Burns.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Helen. So Helen,
too
for
soon.
People who have not read the book, like myself, Helen was just the sweet girl at the orphanage, and she died from tuberculosis. No.
Something like that.
The consumption.
Consumption, scarlet fever.
Yeah, she coughed. When you cough,
when you cough blood, and that's how you know.
Yeah,
in any book.
The kerchief.
Oh my God.
With the blood.
The white handkerchief. And then they look down.
Down
and see
the spot, and that's how it's done.
Death.
And then I'm killing off Shirley Reed, though.
Shirley? Mrs. Reed, the aunt.
Well, no. Oh, yeah. The aunt. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
Mrs.
about.
Mrs. Reed.
Yes.
She was awful.
All of them, though.
Oh,
kind
my
of.
God.
The whole family.
The entire family who hated Jane.
For no reason,
sweet,
again.
Sweet Jane. I mean, she wasn't really sweet.
No, she wasn't sweet.
But again, she stood up for herself.
But they kept calling her child
and she
ugly.
She was 10. She was a 10-year-old child.
Imagine looking at a 10-year-old child in the face and calling them ugly. And then being like, okay, put out tea.
Awful. Awful woman. So I feel like given all that,
all right, so
Jane turned out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she did. All right, can we talk about Goodreads?
Ugh.
Because I feel it's...
I hate that we're... I have a real problem with Goodreads,
I know,
obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not on the same page.
Are you ready for this rating?
Okay, give it to me.
Goodreads gives Jane Eyre a 4.14.
So 4.14.
4.14.
Wow.
And I hate to bring everything back to our Evelyn Hugo episode because I feel like we do that too much.
Indoor squirrel.
But Evelyn Hugo got a 4.45. Yeah. Jane Eyre has a 4.14.
Yeah.
I feel like that is so problematic.
Yeah. Okay, well, here, I have to pull up my a one-star review.
Okay,
and
then tell
me. Okay, but this person, like, hates the novel with a passion. Jane Eyre is insipid and unlikable. The dialogue feels contrived. And Bronte writes with such verbosity that it makes it hard to enjoy the story. The book has some of the worst purple prose I have come across in a long time. I love beautiful writing. But this book was way too descriptive. Bronte would often dedicate not one, but many paragraphs to describing setting. Many times I just screamed, "Get on with it, Bronte. Sorry. And keep in mind that this was just the first 100 pages. I eventually gave up and read the chapter summaries on SparkNotes.
Wow. Could have just listened to this episode.
I know. This is the type of novel where you think you should like it because it's a classic, but in reality, you just do not enjoy it at all. Unless you are required to read it or are dying for an 1800s love story, save yourself the misery and read something else.
I like how they complained about Charlotte's verbosity.
This is
a 5-paragraph review.
Let's
talk about that.
But I also feel like the verbosity is a product of its time. I mean, given the fact
it's
like watching a movie.
Yeah.
Now.
It's like, have you ever read like a Dickens novel?
Yeah.
Jane Austen. Like, Dickens is way worse than Charlotte
Bronte.
Way
worse. Or honestly, let's actually talk about modern people that go on and on. Mr. Stephen King.
I do veer towards shorter books in like contemporary literature.
Because
I think they do a really good job at it. But before, like these books used to be like a lot of them published in newspapers, right? So they came out chapter by chapter and they got paid by the word,
it's like
basically.
Watching Friends.
Exactly. So it made sense that they were longer because the authors, who were typically penniless,
squeezing
were
every
just,
dollar.
Exactly. They wanted to make more money, unlike Jane. Who doesn't care about
And then give it away to Shirley.
Careless Jane. So that's Jane Eyre.
Wow.
That is Jane Eyre. What rating would you give it if you had finished the book?
I think I would give it more of a 4.3.
Yeah.
I do think I would have been alarmed by the woman in the attic.
Yeah, it is alarming.
Yeah, what are you giving it? Are you giving it 5 stars?
I did when I read it. It's 5 stars right now on my Goodreads. I think it's between 4.5 and a 5. Okay, and with that,
leave us a 5-star review. I mean, I feel like you did such a good job describing the book.
No, that was such a bad SparkNotes. SparkNotes would be disappointed.
No, they would love it.
But that's it. Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me, Clara Bell, CWB. Mm-hmm. Clara, as in Clara.
As in me. Yeah. Okay. You can find me at Color Me Loverly everywhere. What is that? TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, you're on Twitter.
I am on Twitter.
I am not.
That's okay.